Blog Talk Radio.
I can actually hold a tune, but I actually cannot. One day, I believe, one day, I'm going to be able to supernaturally just get on here and sing and blow y'all's mind with such a heavenly tune that I could hold. But until then, I'll just continue to pray with you all and see what the Lord is saying. So let me just start off by saying thank you all again for calling in and trusting Felicia to pray with you and trusting to see if God would have anything to say to you through this vessel. And then I also want to say here, let me say this as I continue. Listen, let's just say, first of all, thank Prophet Randy for the teaching that he's been doing lately. Was that not good? The latest teachings that he's been sharing with us. Because listen, you know, I listen to it, and the thing that comes to me is how are we so privileged to get to hear these type of teachings, to get this type of revelation? What have we done to get this? Nothing. Just accepted Jesus in our hearts and minds. Much of nothing, just accepted Jesus. And so let's just say thank you, Father, for giving us, allowing us to be a partaker of the revelation that you've been sharing with Prophet Randy, and then he's been so gracious to share that with us. How wonderful and beautiful that is. Anything further? I wish I had a great testimony. I wish I could come on here and just give y'all some great testimony as something wonderful and great has happened to me. Look at what the Lord has done. But no, not right now. Not at the moment. I'm just going along, living life regular and normal as always. And you all know that I usually don't have, I'm not going to come on here with some, you know, with some teaching. I'm not at that point. I just come on here and pray for you all and see if God will have anything to say to encourage you all, edify you all, comfort you all, encourage you to keep going, causing you all to continue to look to Jesus, the Alpha and the Omega of your faith. All right, come on now, Felicia, come on. without further ado, I don't think I have anything additional, anything more to say or share. I see we have a few callers, a couple callers tonight. And since we only have a couple callers, if the callers don't increase, then of course the show will be won't be very lengthy tonight. And I know I'm one of those lengthy people. I'll just, as long as people are calling in, I'll keep doing the show. It's like I just don't have no limitations, no cutoff points. Felicia, come on now. You gotta cut it off at some point. But anyway, so I'm gonna go on right into the show, not even 5 minutes, and I'm gonna begin to take callers. Because I'm actually trying to think of, once again, as I always do, I try to think of anything further that I have not thought about that I would like to share. I can't think of anything. So I'm gonna go on and begin to take calls. And again, I say if there's not many calls, then we'll make this will be a lengthy show tonight. Okay, all right. So I'm gonna go ahead and take my first caller, and I have a 202-722. Who am I speaking with, and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, Felicia. There are two of us here. God bless you. Thank you for taking our call.
God bless you, Felicia. This is Daryl. How are you?
Hello, how are you? Thank you for calling. Thank you.
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. So I have two callers, okay? So the first caller, so the first person is, what's the first person?
First person is Daryl.
Daryl. Okay, Daryl. All right. Okay, and where you calling from, Daryl?
I'm calling from Silver Spring, Maryland, but I'm here with my woman, Ms. Nicole.
Hi, Felicia.
That's the caller. Okay? It's Friday night, and we're here calling you, getting blessings. Thank you.
God, you're making me nervous. Okay. Okay. Okay, I got to see where to start. Let me, okay, I got your name down. From Maryland. Did I get that right? From Maryland?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, great. All right. So I'm going to pray for you both, but because I haven't gotten the second person just, so I got Daryl. So I'm going to pray for you, Daryl, okay? Let me put you on mute. I'm going to do the same routine that I always do, which I picked it up from Prophet Randy. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to pray for you, and then I'll let you come in, and if you have any additional requests, then I'll let you give me that, okay?
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Daryl. Just one moment. Let me put you on mute here. Is this right? Okay. Let me see. All right. So, Father, we thank you for Daryl. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for whatever you would like to say to Daryl, anything. We thank you, God, for Daryl. Businesses, like a business person, like a business, have an entrepreneurial idea, maybe, possibly. We thank you, God. We bless you for Daryl. We thank you for a businessman, a man who can bring in some money, a man who can make the money flow. A man who can generate the money. Generate the money. Get the money, Daryl. Thank you, Father. Get the money. Father, we thank you for Daryl. You can get the money. I don't know. Maybe you think that you have a hindrance, some kind of a hindrance that maybe not so. Or, you know, maybe you have something that makes you question it a little bit, but get the money, Daryl. Just go get the money. Just go get the money. Thank you, Father. We bless you, God. Daryl, a tower of some sort, a tower. Bless you, Father, that you would speak. What does that mean? We bless you, God, a tower, a high tower. God is good to us, a high tower. Building, get the money, Daryl, get the money. The money is yours. Get the money. A money maker, get the money. Get the money. Not saying that you are, the root of all evil is money. No, you're not that. Get the money, Daryl, get the money and distribute the money correctly. Do it properly. Do it correctly. Give to the right people. Distribute to the right people. Give, get the money and distribute it to the right people. Get the money. Makota basekele bakando robo sheke. Makata rabakarisa. Bashandelabose. God wants to give it all. Just give it all. Like you, of all the people that you know, you may Daryl be the greatest moneymaker of them all. You know some people, but of all the people that you know, may you make more money than anybody that you know of. That you, I'm talking about personally, like a friend, like people that you're in contact with. May you be the greatest moneymaker of them all. Kipa kata robo shekele la bosa and everything else that you desire. Mango deba kashika dabaya. All of your desires be fulfilled, Daryl. Everything that you desire. Even if you've been hurt, everything that you desire. Everything. Even if you've been hurt, even that, may God fulfill that. May you be healed and made whole. Healed and made whole. And then you help others to become healed and made whole. Mando reba karisa, like a twofold. One side, complete healing. The other side, the flow of financial, the flow of money. Just get the money, Daryl. Just get the money. And everything else is going to be added to you as well. Get the money. And as you distribute that, moments of as you distribute it correctly, not that you're going to give it all away. No, you got to enjoy it too. But get the money. Distribute it correctly. And do what you got to do. Even if you got to take some of that money and, you know, go counseling, you know, to become better, to do better. Counseling, what, you know, whatever that may be, do it. Just do it. You're a blessed person. Just do it. Just do it. Manto tabaka tele la bolsa, tele la bolsa. Thank you, Father, that you blessed Daryl to get the money. Give him eyes that he could see. Jesus, eyes that he could see and know what is to come. Eyes to know this is it. This is this. This goes here. This goes there. No, let's do it this way. Let's do it that way. Give him eyes to see, to know things that nobody else in the room knows. And even when it seems ridiculous, God, makota bareba babakaya, as it comes from you, even when it seems ridiculous, may it be the Lord's doing, not because he's doing ridiculous things, but because even no matter how ridiculous it is, I believe the Lord. Thank you, Father, for Daryl. Pico marobo shakarente lelabo makatabara bakari salalabosa, a building, Daryl, a building, a tower. I'm gonna unmute you, and then I'll let you get on in here and tell me, tell me whatever you would like to say, Daryl. Just a second, let me unmute you. Okay, there you go, Daryl. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you very
Amen.
Much for all the blessings. Thank you. A lot of what you were saying, I see a lot of that. You were speaking a little bit of past and hopefully a little bit of present as well. Thank
Amen.
You for that. Yes, I needed those blessings tonight, and this was perfect for me. Thank you. I am feeling your words right now. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Father. Get the money, Daryl. Get the money. Get the
Amen.
Money.
Thank you.
Thank you, Daryl. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. All right. Praise the Lord.
Amen. That was fun. Okay. Now, I know there's going to be two people.
And Felicia, this is Nicole from D.C.
Hey, Nicole from D.C. I almost have to write it down.
Hey.
I still have to write it down, Nicole. I still got to write it down. All right, Nicole. And thank you again for calling. And Nicole, you already know the routine, so let me put you on mute and then pray for you and then unmute you right on back in, Nicole. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Hallelujah, Father. Let's see here. Thank you, God. We thank you, Father, for Nicole. Hallelujah. What will be next for Nicole? Thank you, Jesus, for Nicole. Manto Rabba Carissa, Father, we bless you. We thank you, Father, that even Nicole will move prophetically. You know a lot of things, but Nicole, you will move prophetically. May the prophetic, in a very strong way, may you move prophetically. Strong. Even if you're moving prophetically now, may you move prophetically even stronger. You have a lot of knowledge, but may the prophetic come and overtake you. Prophetically, you shall move, and may you also see that which is to come. We thank you, God, for words of knowledge and words of wisdom, but Nicole, even that which is to come. Words of knowledge is good, but that which is to come is better. It's even greater. And may you prophesy even to your own family members. Pray for them, prophesy to them, and see things come to pass. May you speak and begin to do it even now. Don't wait. Don't wait till later. Don't wait till a good time, a good moment. Begin to do it now. And little by little, bit by bit, you'll begin to see those things happen. May you move prophetically. Mando reba carissa la labosa. Speak into people's lives and see those things come to pass. Speak. Not only will you see it come to pass, they will see what you say, and what you say is what you see. Pico mando sika bando leba sanda laba kanda laba kanda laba kanda. Thank you, Father. Mato rababa kaya. And Nicole, I'm gonna cry about this, and you just tell me I'm wrong. But Nicole, I see a wedding dress. And I'm going to leave it right there. I'm not going no further. I'm not going no further. I'm not going to tell you what that means. I'm not going to tell you what I see. I'm not going to interpret that. I'm going to just leave that right there. And I'll let you go from there, okay? Because I don't want to overstep my boundaries. But thank you, Father. And it's beautiful, too. A beautiful, beautiful dress. So we thank you, God, for that. We thank you, God, for Nicole flowing in the prophetic on such a wonderful level. Such a wonderful level. Just beautiful. You'll speak and you'll see it happen. But I believe God wanting it to start, you know, like to really speak to your family members, speak, prophesy to them, speak what you know, and then you'll begin to speak what you sense, what you pick up on. Begin to speak that which is good into their lives, that which is good, and they'll see and say, and they'll say and see that you were hearing from the Lord. Thank you, Father. I'll unmute you, Nicole. Okay, here we go. And there you are.
Amen. I receive it. Thank you, Lord. And praise God. Felicia, I'm so happy that you're on tonight, and you know, the words that you prophesied over me and your prayers were wonderful. I receive it. I have been looking at dresses.
This is crazy. Are you serious?
Yes. We were just talking about it.
The last couple of, I'm going to say the whole week, she's been talking about those dresses. Yes. The whole week. She wanted me to look at them with her, and I said, not those dresses. I need you to pick that one out yourself. Yes. Thank you.
Woo!
I got chills when you said that, Felicia. Thank you.
Thank you. That's amazing. This is just beautiful. You see how awesome that is? And Nicole, you watch and see how that begins to happen for you as you speak. You'll have those same experiences, a lot of those experiences, especially with your family. Thank you, Father. Of course, I was kind of, as you always know, Nicole, I always tell you, I'm a little nervous, but I say it anyway. I tried to say it anyway.
Amen. Yes, the Lord shows you exactly what's been on my heart and mind and in our conversations.
Yes. Oh, that makes me so happy. I was so nervous.
Oh, the Lord is with you. Amen. Would you be able to pray for my mom, Alice Teresa?
Yes.
Do we have time?
Of course. I'm always here to do that. Yeah. Let me write her. I always have to write it down, y'all. Y'all bear with me. I have to write it down. Even though I know it, I still have to write it down. I'm just one of those people. Alice Teresa. I know it, but y'all just bear with me. Alice Teresa, of course. Hallelujah, Father, we thank you for Alice. Yeah, God, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for Alice Teresa Nicole's mother. We bless you, God. We bless you for her protection. Hallelujah. There's a protection around her. God has a protection around her. Father, we thank you that you protect her from all hurt, harm, and danger. She's protected. Thank you, Father. Wherever she goes, she is under the protection of God. Even if she's in the right place, even no matter where she goes, she'll be the person that she'll go into a place. It's like I see, like going into a place, and right before the crime or something bad happens, she'll be the person that leaves and say, "Oh, I just left that place." She'll be the person who leaves just in time. She'll be the person who arrives just in time for the crime to be over. She just showed up. She'll be the person who, you know, how things happen. And some people, you know, they show up right at the right time, right before it happens, they leave, or right after it happens, they show up. She'll be the person who will be able to avoid crime and all that type of a tragedy type of a incidences. And like she's that person that will, it's like she'll always be at the right place at the right time. You won't have to worry of, Mato Reba Carissa. Thank you, Father. Yes, wherever the crime is, she'll always go around it. Wherever the tragedy is, she'll always go around it. She won't be accidentally, she was at the wrong place at the wrong time and they accidentally, this is what happened. No, thank you, Father, that she's under your protection. God is so good. Thank you, Father. He is good. He is good to her. He is good. He is good to Alice Teresa. Thank you, God, that you have secured her under your protection. She is blessed. She is blessed above all women. We bless you, God. She is under the protection of God. Amen. And thank you, God. Whatever sickness that would try to overtake her body. Whatever sickness, you know, ailment, physical ailment that would try to take over her body. We thank you, God, that you are able to do exceedingly above all. She's under your protection. She's under your protection. And whatever ailment or sickness that would try to overcome her and overtake her, Father, we thank you. We thank you, God, that you rescue her from that. Always, forevermore. May she live a long, good life. A long, good life. Be unto Alice Teresa. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I hope that was a blessing.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Oh. So, bless you. Thank you so much. Is there anything further, Nicole? I'm still here.
That was just awesome. I'm still thinking about the wedding dress.
That's beautiful. I'm surprised.
Amen. And I'm glad you're on Fridays. It's wonderful to have you on Fridays. Is that a good day normally for you?
Well, you know, it is a good day for me, but it's usually like, you know, I'll just come, you know, to kind of fill in a little bit here and there. But yeah, I'm doing good on Friday is good. You know, I'm off on the weekend, so of course it's great.
Fabulous. I'm off on Saturdays. So. Fabulous Fridays with Felicia.
Oh, Cupid, what did they say last time? Cupid something. What did she say? Cupid, somebody said. Cupid or something. I'm not a prophet, but I'm just saying. they attached Cupid to the name somehow, but I kind of like that a little bit. So, anyway.
Amen.
Anyway, so thank you. And thank you for letting me pray for Daryl. Thank you, Daryl. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you. And have a wonderful weekend. Thank you.
I will. And get the money, Daryl. Get the money. Okay.
Amen. I will. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank y'all. Y'all have a good night, okay?
You too.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. So we're going to go on to our next caller. All right, y'all. I'm having fun. I said, you know, I'm going to do a limited show tonight. I'm not going to go on past the, you know, past the normal, I'm not going to go all the way to the time that I usually go. But, you know, once I get started, y'all, well, you may not know it, but once I get started, it's like you just don't want to stop. You just want to bless everybody. You just want to bless everybody. Okay. All right. So I'm going to move on to our next caller here. And I have, I was about to sing. Don't worry. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to move on to our next call. Okay, so I have 803-991. Who am I speaking with and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, Felicia, Angela, South Carolina.
Hey, Angela from South Carolina. Hold on, Angela from SC, South Carolina. All right, I got a friend who just went up into that area. All right, so Angela, let me put you on mute and pray for you. And then unmute you right back in, Angela. Here we go. Uh-oh, excuse me, y'all. I kind of burped a little bit. Oh, my God, I'm embarrassed. I was eating earlier, y'all. Forgive me, please. Okay. All right, so thank you. Thank you, Lord, for Angela from South Carolina. Angela, I'm telling you, I'm getting a repeat message for you, Angela. I don't know how this happened. Angela is, I think you're the one that this word was for before. Yeah, you're the one. I believe you're the one. Again, Angela, from city to city, from state to state. That's the first thing I got. I can hear it. I was waiting for God to give me something else, something different, something, you know, something else. But Angela, that's all I hear for you. You're going to meet somebody from another location if you have not already, another state. And again, Angela, I've sensed that it's the next. Let me say this. I believe that it's the next state over, but it could be the next city over, okay? But I believe from, you know, I believe it's the next city, but it could be the next state. Or let me say this. I believe it's the next. Wait a minute. I'm getting confused, dear Jesus. I know it's from city to city, from state to state. I believe it's the next state over, but it could be the next city. I could be incorrect. But somewhere from out of your location is the point, okay? Yes, if you have not already met this person, you will. And I remember that date, February 13th, I think that's what it was, and continue to keep that before you as well, Angela. I think that's correct. But if it's not, you can correct me. Yeah, you're still going to meet this person, Angela. I don't know how you're going to meet this person, but this is what I'm getting for you. That's what I got. So we thank you, Father, for whoever this person is. We bless you, Lord. We bless you. We bless you, Father, for whoever this person is. Yeah, whoever. And this person is going to be a blessing to you. Angela, just, you know, pray about that because that's what I've gotten. And I think you've gotten that word before. You know, usually when that word is a repeat, it's usually correct. Well, let me say it this way, based on my experience, okay, in this so far. I haven't had a whole lot of experience, but those that I have had experience with, when the word was a repeat, it was usually kind of, you know, on point. So we bless you, Father, for that. Whomever that may be, Father, bless Angela to be at the right place at the right time, doing the right thing, God. May she recognize exactly who it is. May that person recognize her for who she is. May she recognize this person, God. May the connection be made. And whatever you want to come out of the connection, Father, let it be so. Whatever you want this connection to be, I pray, Father, let it be so. Whatever it may be, let it be a benefit to Angela. Whoever this person may be, Angela, may you benefit from this. May you benefit from this meeting this person who I feel like and I believe and I sense is going to be important to you. I don't feel like this is going to be a passing where they're just going to pass you high by. They made a quick drop off and then they left. No, I think this is going to be a meaningful relationship. And so, Father, we thank you for that. And Angela, you be on the lookout for that. It doesn't, you know, it's not always, you know, I pray for you all and we give you words, but it doesn't always have to be, how do I say, it doesn't always have to line exactly up, but you know when it does line up. I'm going to unmute you, Angela, here, and I'll let you speak. Just a second, Angela. I think Angela. I think I got you. I think I pushed the wrong thing. Hold on. Just a moment, Angela. Okay, there you go. I believe that's you. Can you hear me well now?
I can hear you. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. Thank you so much.
All right.
Well, wow. First, I'm going to say I'm going to partake in that prophecy you gave Nicole because I was looking at wedding dresses last night. And
you
I'm not even engaging. But I'm going to partake in what you just told her.
Oh.
Yeah, I was looking at wedding dresses last night. I haven't been in years.
you know what, Angela? You are always, some word always refers to you.
Yes, right on time. Synchronicity is what I call it. Yes. You are right on time all the time.
Oh, man. Blessed to be the Lord.
Yeah.
Thank God. Well, I'm going to agree with you, Angela. I'm going to agree with you. I want it for you, girl. Let it happen, Father. If this is the person that's been spoken of, let it happen as it was said, God. It fell on a day. It fell on a day, God. You want to be a wife too. God, let it happen, Father. I agree with Angela for her mate. I agree with her. I agree with her. Like a happy-go-lucky type of a person that I believe God wants to hook you up with, Angela. a happy-go-lucky, like a happy person. He's a happy guy, like a happy-go-lucky person. We thank you, Father, for that. Bless her. Let it be so, Father, and let it be God that she can call back and say, it fell on a day. It fell on a day. This particular day, I met this man, and this is the man I believe is for me. And then, Father, let us see as it unfolds to be what she's been believing you for. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Wow. You gave me this February 13th almost a year ago. I think it was almost a year ago. Yeah, about a year ago. Oh, you go. February 13th, you told me to pray about it at that time also. And I did. And this person, when you said city to city, state to state, they don't live here. They don't live in the state of Georgia or South Carolina, but they're in another state totally, but Virginia actually. But when you were saying that, and the day you said, you gave me that a year ago, and you told me to pray about it, which I did. And we somehow reconnected on that on the February 13th of this year. But then we're not together now. But I don't know how God is working this out because, you know, he's got some stuff he needs to work on. But yeah, that day he actually called me on that actual date.
Wow.
That February 13th. So sent me a phone,
wow.
Actually. So.
Woo,
yeah.
Don't get me excited, Angela. Yeah, hold on. Wait a minute now. Lord, come through, Jesus. Come on now. That's amazing to me right there.
Yeah, it was amazing to me when I actually got the song on that actual date for February 13th. So it was kind of an old school song, but I never heard of it. But yeah, so that was pretty interesting. But yeah, last night I was looking at some wedding dresses, and I don't know what made me do that because I'm not engaged or anything. But and then when I heard you talking to Nicole, I was like, you know what, I'm going to partake in that. But yeah, I was looking at dresses last night and. Saw two that I really liked actually, but yeah.
Ooh,
so.
Jesus, you saw two? Well, hold on, Nicole. I mean, not Nicole. Hold on, Angela. I get excited. Hold on, Angela. You said you saw it's an option. You got options like it's two different people.
Well, I saw two different wedding dresses I like.
Oh, two. Okay. I'm getting overexcited. Okay, calm down, Felicia. Okay, gotcha.
Right. So.
Yeah.
But
keep walking by faith on that. Believe in God. You're gonna put that one of the, whichever one you want. You're gonna put one of them on in Jesus' name. You are worthy of marriage, Angela, like anybody else. You are worthy.
Amen.
And you are
thank
worthy
you so
of
much.
A good man.
You're so
worthy
much.
Of a man you can brag on. Okay. You worthy, girl. All right. Well, thank you, Angel. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. God bless you.
Okay, I'll receive it. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
All right. Okay, bye-bye. All right. Wasn't that good, y'all? We already starting off good, y'all. I've been praying about this show. I was praying about this show, y'all, because I know the last show, I think stumbled so much and I couldn't figure out what it was. But we're going to move on. And I'll still be praying about it. But, you know, hey, we're all human. Sometimes you win some. I ain't going to say you lose some. I ain't going to say that. I'm just going to say you win some and you win some. You win some and you win maybe a little less, but you still win. Okay? I'm going to move on to the next caller. All right. So I have here, it's going to be 832-231. Who am I speaking with and where you're calling from, please?
Tasha from Texas.
Tasha from Texas. Okay, I'm going to put you. Okay. I don't know if I've ever spoken to you before, Tasha. I'm not for sure, but I'm going to put you on mute here, okay? I'm going to pray for you. If you already know the routine, then you know the routine. But if not, then I'm going to put you on mute, Tasha. I'm going to pray for you, and then I'm going to let you come back in. And then if you need anything additional to pray for, we'll do that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you for calling in also, Tasha. Appreciate you. Let me put you on mute here. Got to write your number down, make sure I don't lose you. So we thank you, Father, for Tasha. Hallelujah, Tasha. We thank you. Mendo Reba Kari Selabo Sekeba Kandara Robo Shekeba Babaya. Mando Reba Bakaya, Tasha, even a marriage may be even something that you are concerned with. I'm not saying you're going to get married. I'm not saying that you are. I'm not saying that you know, I'm just saying maybe a concern for you. Father, we thank you even for Tasha. A marriage, Tasha want a good marriage. You want a good marriage. You want a healthy marriage. You want you want to be married to the right person. You want that which is right. You want that which is good. You want what you've seen others have. You want the best, just like anybody else. You want the best, Father. We pray that. You don't want to keep going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. The same old, 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 same old. Let's get past this. Father, we speak into Tasha's life, and we speak that which she desires. It's like, Tasha, you let me know if I'm right or wrong. Like romance, you want it too. Romance is a beautiful thing, Tasha. It's a beautiful thing. I'm with you. I'm with you. May God give you the person that you want, the person that you desire. You know, if you're with that person, may that person become what you want them to become. But if you're believing God for it, God, may it happen unto Tasha. Be it unto you, Tasha. Be it unto you. Everything that you want success, you want the house, you want it all. Be it all unto you, Tasha. And Father, I pray this prayer for her, that which she's believing you for, God, may you make it happen quickly. Let the best be unto Tasha suddenly, quickly, exponentially, so fast. Let it be unto her, God. And may she not forget to come back and give you the glory. The glory, the glory, the glory, the glory, the glory. Tasha, the glory of God you shall experience. Mando reba bakaya, I feel heat, like a heat wave up on my body, Tasha. And it's like on my left side. And I'm not trying to ease over to the left hand, you know, the ring finger on the left side. I'm just saying, Tasha. I like to say that. But I feel a heat, like a heat wave. You shall experience the glory, Tasha. I don't care what you've dealt with, what you've endured. The glory of God be unto you. My whole body, I feel warm and tingly. Just walk. The glory of God, Tasha, shall be unto you. You shall experience God in so many different ways. I'm talking about in maybe especially marriage. You may even have a marriage ministry yourself. Marriage. It's my left hand, so my left hand is feeling some kind of a way. We thank you, Father, for that. But give Tasha everything that she desires in a marriage and a husband in this life. May you miss out on nothing, Tasha. Whatever you believe in God for, may you miss out on nothing. All that you want and desire, even if you're going through hurt and pain in reference to a particular person. May you see God in that situation. I'm going to unmute you, Tasha, here and let you get on in here. Let me make sure I got the right one. Hold on, Tasha, just a second. It takes me, I'm a little bit, you know, a little bit more delayed, I think, than everybody else. It makes me feel kind of bad, but I don't feel too bad, y'all. I'm just being me. All right, Tasha, can you hear me well? Yeah. Oh, no. Hold on. That's not Tasha. Just a second. Okay, just one moment. I think I had the wrong person, y'all. Okay, here we go, Tasha. I think this is you right here. Now, can you hear me well?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
all right,
ma'am.
Tasha. Hallelujah.
I receive it. Be it unto me according to his words. In Jesus' name, I receive the word of God from the woman of God. In Jesus' name. Glory.
Your Father.
Yes,
I hope that was a word to you.
Ma'am.
I hope that you could relate to
that. Awesome. Yes, ma'am. I can, definitely. Yes,
amen.
Ma'am. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You.
I need prayer for me and my son for peace, finance, strength, guidance, and glory that and your word that you spoke of us. Yes, I receive it in Jesus' name.
And what's your son's name, Tasha?
Cedarian.
Cedarian?
Mm-hmm.
Cedarian, God, that's a strong name, ain't it? All right, hallelujah. We thank you, God. We pray for Tasha's son, Cedarian. Cedarian, with an S or a C? Did I get that right? S or C? With an S? Cedarian. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for Cedarian. We bless you, Father. Give Cedarian, hallelujah, what he needs to be successful in life. If Cedarian has a sense of humor, God use that to catapult him in life. Use his humor. Give him a humor, God. A humor that will that will carry him. May the favor of God be upon him. And God, may you use a sense of a humor to catapult him. It's like Cedarian is favored, but Cedarian, you got to open up your mouth. Cedarian will open up his mouth and speak, and it's like it's going to be funny, and people just going to give him what he just, like he just, he going to make them laugh, and they just going to give him what he needs. So we thank you, God, for success, for Cedarian's success in life. It'll get his sense of humor. God, give him a sense of humor that would even get him out of trouble. We thank you, God, that even his sense of humor would get him out of trouble. Favor be unto him, even in his shortcomings. Favor be unto Cedarian. His sense of humor get him out of trouble. Thank you, God. And Lord, let Tasha rest, that she doesn't have to worry. Everybody gets concerned about their children, but you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about it, Tasha. Just, you know, you're concerned because you love your baby. You want your baby to be grow up and be the best in life, but you don't want to be so worried that it just it causes stress. No stress to you, Tasha. No stress. Mesa Darian's sense of humor, God, get him out of everything. Not because he's being foolish or being silly or being, you know, less than smart or because he's heartless, but God, because you use that to push him into places that he should be in, that he needs to be in. And as a result, God, may he, Cedarian, look back and see God was with me. He will appreciate, Cedarian will appreciate God at some point in Cedarian's life. And then Cedarian will do things based upon what God has done for Cedarian, based upon what God has done for him. He'll do things because he'll look back and think back on how God favored him. There's doors for him. There's doors for Cedarian. Doors that will be open. Just doors, Father. We thank you. Almost like, you know, kind of like, I don't know, like, I know this is unpopular, kind of like a Chris Rock, maybe. Not that. I'm saying like just a good sense of humor that will cause the doors to be opened unto Cedarian. Thank you, Father. We bless you. And we bless you, God, that Tasha has nothing to worry about. Thank you, Father. Yes. And then as you bring this person into their lives that will be a husband and will be a father in a very beautiful way, bring them together, God, like a unit. May Tasha see the goodness of God. For the rest of your days, Tasha, for the rest of your days, may you see the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Amen and amen.
And amen and amen. And thank you, Jesus. We receive that word in Jesus' name. I'm receiving it for him right now in Jesus' name and for myself in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. My son, he haven't had joy in a long time. He's a quiet boy. But
yeah.
When he do laugh, he have a sense of humor, and it's just like the joy just unseen when he do smile. He's been going through a lot, but when he do smile, it's hard to see, but when he do smile, it's a blessing to see.
Oh, yeah. May God open up that sense of humor so big. You know, there's one comedian I know, I don't know personally, but I remember him. He was saying that when he was young, he was a very quiet person, very quiet. As a matter of fact, there's two of them. They said they were very quiet. And then all of a sudden, when they became adults, they began to express, you know, their how they saw things in a very funny way. Then they opened up and they had become successful ever since then. So may that be upon Cedarian. We thank you, Father, for that.
Thank you, my sister. Thank you for the word. You was right on it, and I know everybody want to talk to you, but thank you for the prayer, and happy Easter. God bless you and keep you in his word and keep
you,
my son, in his word.
Thank you, Tasha. Y'all be blessed, and don't worry. You watch the day.
And
you watch.
Spirit, too.
You watch. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You.
And be blessed.
I will. Thank you. Amen. I received. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, bye-bye. All right, y'all. Okay, let's move on here. Hallelujah. Let me see here. Okay, I'm going to move to the next topic. All right, I'm almost tempted to just blow a note to let y'all know I can say, I really can't, but maybe I should practice. Hold on. Next caller. All right, so we have 251342. Who am I speaking with and where you calling from, please?
Hey, this is Latrice from Alabama.
All right, Latrice from Alabama, Alabama, Latrice. Let me write your, hold on, Latrice. I have a, make sure I write your name down and so that I don't lose you, 254342. Okay, all right, hold on, Latrice. I am going to put you on mute, okay? And then I'm going to pray for you, and then I'll let you speak. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you for Latrice from Alabama, Latrice. Father, we bless you. We bless you, Latrice. Bless you, Father. Latrice, we thank you, God, that Latrice will now begin to celebrate. You begin to celebrate some things. It's like you begin to know some things, Latrice. You begin to know what you need to do, where you need to go. Like some things are going to begin to happen for you. You like celebration. I see balloons. Like you're celebrating that you finally got. I finally know exactly where I'm supposed to go, what I'm supposed to do, who I'm supposed to talk to. It finally happened, and you're going to begin to celebrate. And maybe it may be a real party. Either you're celebrating that you finally decided on which direction to go into, you finally feel like, okay, this is where God has wanted me to go, and then you're celebrating, you're happy, I see balloons, and then that may be a literal party as well. It may not just be you celebrating with that you got it, okay, this is where I'm going. You may be, like you're being celebrated. You, look, I see balloons just going up in the air. I just see a bunch of balloons. Unless it's your birthday coming, and then, you being, just coming to a place where you now know this is where I am to go. This is what I am to do. This is who I am to talk to. And such like an explosion of just wonderful things happening in terms of you making the right decision. In terms of you just saying, okay, I'm going in this direction. This is the way I feel. This is where I sense I need to go. And then you go. And as you go, you'll see. It's like God putting the ground up on you. As you step, God put the ground up under your feet. You won't falter. You're not going to fail. You won't falter. You'll go. You'll go forward. A black board with white letters, something.com or something.ink. .ink? Latrice, I see like it's a black train. And it has white letters. I don't know what the letters say, but I'm trying to figure out, but the end of the letters is it's either a .com or a .ink. Ink, I-N-C, ink. .com, but what, I can't figure out what the first letter say, Latrice. Father, thank you, whatever that means. It's a black train with white letters, and the end of that word is .ink or .com. So big things for you, Latrice, just do it. Hallelujah, I'm going to unmute you. Thank you, Father. For Latrice, I'll let you come on in here, Latrice, and just give us what you got, girl.
No, I probably will be, or I will be graduating nursing school in August, and the end of this month, but graduation is in August. And I don't know what the ink or com.
Yeah.
I'm I don't know. But it could be a business venture or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to I need to register a business.
Yeah, because it's like you have your own brand.
That could be a real beast. I just hadn't had the time to go and get it registered and stuff.
Yeah, and the celebration may be because you're graduating.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Okay.
Yes. But I am requesting a prayer. I have prayer requests for my children and their salvation, and a young man and his son. They need prayer as well.
Okay. Now you have your. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I cut you off.
No, it's fine.
Okay, so we're gonna pray for your children. We want salvation in terms of your as it relates to your children. But then you said there's another person, and
a young man and his son need prayer, requesting prayer, and I would include them in salvation as well. They just need to know who Jesus is and believe in God that he'll bring them out of some situations.
Well, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we bless you. We bless you, God, for Latrice's children. We bless you, Father. We thank you. We ask you that you put a shield of protection even in camp around about them. God, and then we pray that you bless them, that no matter which way they go, they end up at Jesus. No matter which way they go, no matter which way they turn, may the end result be Jesus. God, surround them so much so that they cannot deny that Jesus is alive and that Jesus is real. Salvation be unto her children. And it's like, I don't know, a Buck Wild child. One of the, like Buck Wild, like I see a person on top of a bull, like Buck Wild, Father, but you're able to tame and bring them under. Hallelujah. You're able to take. Thank you, Father. We bless you, Jesus, for every child coming into a place that they say, Jesus Christ is real. I accept Jesus in my heart. Every one of them, God, every one of them. And may you come back and testify. And even if it's one by one, they don't have to give their lives to Jesus all at one time. It could be one by one, Father. And so many of times, one take longer than the other one. You got one, you got another one, and then it's always that last one that comes at the last. It's always that last one. So we thank you, Father. Whichever order that they come in, God, we thank you. Shock her. Shock, Latrice. Shock her. Shock her. She thinks she knows, but Jesus, let her know she don't know. Shock her, Lord. She thinks she knows, but let her know you don't know. Shock her. In Jesus' name, shocker. Shocker, you've done it before, God. You'll do it again. And I think it'll be an order. Maybe it'll be an order. But I think maybe I'm not saying that they're whore. I'm saying the one who is maybe a little bit more rambunctious than the other one. They may not, any of them may not be, but somebody is more than the other one, even if they're hardly rambunctious. But I think it's like the most rambunctious one will come in first. I keep seeing somebody on this bull on a bull. And so may that one come on in. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. And then we bless you, God, for the man and his son who is on Latrice's heart. Father, we pray for them. We pray, God, that you forget not about them as we lift them up to you, God. Hallelujah. Salvation, peace be unto them. And every prayer that Latrice has prayed for them, God, may she see it come to pass. May she be able to give you the glory. And say, there is none other like you. Father, bring tears to her eyes. Bring Latrice to her knees. That all she can say is, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Do it, God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. It is real in spite of.
Amen. Well, thank you, Latrice. Is there anything further?
That should be it. I just thank you and I decree the blessings of the Lord on you. And may he continue to make you rich and add no sorrow to it.
Amen. 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 Go ahead on, Latrice. All right, now. Go ahead, girl. Thank
yes,
you.
Lord. You're more than welcome.
All right, Latrice. Well, you have a good night, okay? Sleep well.
You too. Thank you much.
All right. Okay, bye. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye. Good night. All right, y'all. Okay, we're going to move on to the next here. We have a 754-240. Who am I speaking with and where you're calling from, please? Can you hear me? 754-240.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Felicia. This is Donald and Tanya.
Hi.
From Miami.
Amen. Okay, hold on. Write your names down here. Donald and Tanya from Miami. Okay, I have seven. What is it? 7-4. Okay. I have to write it down so much because I always end up losing it somehow. I don't know how I do that. But all right, so let's pray for you all. Thank you all for calling. I appreciate you. Okay, I am going to put you on mute here. And I'm going to pray for you. Hallelujah. For Donald and Tanya. Donald and Tanya. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We bless you, God, for Donald and Tanya. Thank you, God. I just see you guys holding hands, going into some good things. Thank you, Father, that as they hold hands, you guys are walking right into success. Just hold on to each other. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. The one lifting up the other lifting up the other. I see you guys walking right on into success. I even see you all in my high school. I don't even know why my high school is even up, coming up. I don't even know why. I don't ask you no questions. I won't tell you no lies. you know how you go into a pep rally? And the music is loud, the drums are flowing, but getting ready for a football game. Hallelujah. I see you two holding hands, walking into the sports arena. You know, maybe being acknowledged as the president, the CEO, the something, head honchos of this particular event. We thank you, Father. Holding hands, lifting up each other and going strong, and then you guys walking right on into success. Hallelujah. The light, I see a light right in front of you all, and then you walk right into success, holding hands together, together, together forever, holding hands, walking into it. And like you all, it's like you all even speaking on an intercom, like you guys giving the passing the microphone, saying I thank you all. I'm glad to be here. I thank you all for coming to this. I don't know this football game, this sports game, this sports event, and you all just being like the head honchos, just the important people. Father, thank you that you give them that grace and that glory. May you all walk into the glory of God. Donald and Tanya, may you walk into the glory of God. Walk into the glory of God. Stay strong. Hold hands. Lift up one another. You guys will not go under. You will not sink. Miko, mando reba kari selelabo sekelelabo ko mando reba babaya. Bako reba bakarobo sheke. Mato Raba Carissa. Yes, I just see you two holding hands and walking into this sports arena, this big football field. Making announcements. Not announcements as if something is to come, but just saying words to the audience, to the crowd, and people, yay, all right, congratulations. I don't know, maybe that's a win, a game that they won or something, I'm not for sure, but just you all walking in as, I guess, the quote-unquote CEO or quote-unquote the head honchos. So thank you, Father. Stay strong. Keep going, keep going, keep going. And just keep going. Keep doing it. And you all will see. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for that. God is good. God will be good to you all. Keep decreeing and declaring the blessings of God, the favor of God. May it be upon you. I'm going to unmute you here, Donald and Tanya, and let you all speak just a second here. I think that's you all. I think I got you. Okay. All right. And if you have anything else, we'll pray for that as well. So here you are, Donald and Tanya. Can you hear me well?
This is Latrice.
Okay. I got the wrong. I keep doing that. Okay. I'm sorry. Hold on. I keep doing that. Let me, you know, maybe if I open up my eyes. Okay, I believe that you are right there. Can you hear me now, Donald and Tanya?
Yes.
All right, there we go.
Amen. Amen. What a word. Powerful. I want to
get
just
it right
jump
one.
Around the house.
Yes.
Lord, thank you, Lord. We receive it. Oh,
hallelujah. God is good. God is good to you all. God is good to you all. God is good to you. Just keep it moving. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Just keep it moving, y'all. Amen. Don't stop. Yeah, keep it moving. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We receive it. Thank you. Thank you for the word.
Wow.
We did have another prayer.
Yes.
Regarding both my parents, my mom and my father, both of them been admitted to the hospital for like separate issues that they've been dealing with. So, they happened to be went the same day, same time. So, you know, they're not doing too good health-wise, so I'm just wanted a prayer for both of them.
Yes, Father, we pray for them. We pray for the mother and the father, God. We pray that you would send your power to undergird them, God. Mito la bakari sele la bosa. We pray, God, for new life. We pray, God, for long life. We pray, God, that they stick around, that they could see their son become who he is to be in you. Father, may you hear these prayers, may these prayers not go unanswered. No prayer is unanswered. No prayer goes unanswered, Father. And we agree. I pray together with them. I agree with them, God. Your heart is with them. Your heart is with them. We pray, God. And even if it's a miraculous recovery, God, then so be it. Let it be. We pray for a miraculous recovery in Jesus' name for them both, if it takes both. If it takes both. God, we pray that they stick around. Cause them to stick around. You are able to do. You are able. You are able, God. Surely, based on what I've learned, you are able. May they stick around and see the success and see see what their son, their grandchildren become. May they be able to help celebrate the children, the grandchildren, in Jesus' name. And then, God, we pray for a quick recovery. I don't care what the sickness is, God. You are able to do. Many miracles have not been reported. And so it causes people to say, well, maybe not. No. No. In Jesus' name, God, because they've come to you, Father, let it be so. May the report of the Lord come forth. That both are well, they're doing fine. May they be obedient to the doctors, take whatever medication that's appropriate to take. If the doctors prescribe something that's inappropriate, Father, in your name, somehow fix it to where they don't get access to that medication. Only the medication that would be appropriate. Mm-hmm. God, we believe you are able. God, who can beat you? No one. Who can counsel you? No one. Father, we thank you for a recovery. We thank you in advance, God, for a good report. Bless your Father for a good report. A good report. A good report. May there not be sorrow. But may they smile and say, God is faithful. May they be able to come back and say, God is faithful. You're faithful either way, but may they be able to come back and give us the report of the Lord. That this is what happened. And to God be the glory. We thank you for it, God. Thank you, God. You are able to do. You are able to do. We believe you. I agree. We agree together in Jesus' name. Those kids will celebrate their grandparents, and the grandparents shall celebrate their grandchildren. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, God. Believe in you for it all. All be unto Donald and Tanya. All the goodness in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen.
Yes. Thank you. All right. If that's it.
Thank you. Yeah, that was it. But we thank you for the word, and thank you for letting God use you tonight.
And thank you all. It's always a blessing for you all to call. It makes me feel so good, as I always like to say. Thank you, guys. Thank y'all.
Yes. Amen.
All right. Well, y'all have a good night and sleep peacefully. And look forward to the good things that God has to give you. Look forward to good things, okay?
Amen. All right, Felicia. Thank you.
Good night.
All right. Okay. Good night. All right. Okay, y'all. So we're going to move on to our next caller here. Okay, let me write the number down before I get there, because I don't want to lose anyone, okay? I don't want to lose anyone. All right, so I'm going to call on. I have 814-258. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from, please? Ew. Okay, 814-258. 814-258. Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do is, as I usually do, well, as we do, I'm going to come back to you just in case it's an issue with your phone, okay? And then I'm going to move on to the next one here, and then I will just come back to you. Okay, just a second, you all. Just a moment. Okay. So I'm going to go to the next caller here. I have 484. 521. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from, please?
God bless you, Sister Felicia. This is Sister Angela from PA, Pastor Ruth's friend. How are you? How are you? How are you? God bless you. How have you been?
Hello, Angela. Thank you. You said you're Pastor Ruth's friend?
No, I've met you through Pastor Ruth.
Oh,
you should come on. Is this the same Felicia you used to come on with us sometime? It might
yes.
be wrong. It's, I'm sure.
No,
God
you,
bless
you are absolutely
so
correct.
You sound so good. How have you been? God bless everyone. In Jesus' name, he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. I thank God. This is the first time I've been on in a long, long, long time. And I'm glad God is blessing you, moving you on in the mighty name of Jesus. And as you're pouring out, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that God refills you and fill you up. Thank God for serving a mighty God.
I receive every word of that, Angela. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Bless you, Angela. Bless you. Hallelujah. Let me pray for you. Now, what state are you calling from, Angela?
Pennsylvania.
Okay. All right, Angela. You hold on, okay? And I'm going to pray for you just a second here.
Okay.
I'll pray
thank
for you.
You, God.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You. Appreciate you. Okay, I'm going to put you on mute.
Thank you,
hallelujah. Father, we thank you for Angela. Hallelujah. We thank you for Angela from Pennsylvania. I think she's Pennsylvania. Thank you, Father, for Angela. We bless you, Angela. Thank you so much for calling back. Hallelujah. Father, what would you say to Angela? Hallelujah. Something good's going to happen to you, Angela. Something good. Woo-hoo. Woo. I don't know what it is, but something good is going to happen. Look for something good. something wonderful, something marvelous, something that has not happened to you before. Look forward to that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for that. Lord, whatever else would you say, God? I don't know. Do you know anybody who is a mechanic, Angela? A car, a mechanic, tools? I see tools. Angela, do you, Father, whatever that means, we thank you, God, that you would bring this full circle, whatever this means, a mechanic, someone with tools. Is this a man? Is this, I don't want to be, what would they would call it, kind of sexist or whatever they call it, you know, feminist, or I'm not for sure, well, I don't know all about that, like a woman can't, excuse me, do mechanic work. Of course, they can. You know, I do my own car work sometimes, but Angela, I see like mechanics, I see tools, but it's like those tools are used for a particular automobile. I don't see tools used around the house. It's like tools used for a car. Father, whatever that means, is she believing you for a car? Is she getting a car work? You believing for something in that way, or maybe a person who does that kind of a work? Father, we thank you for that. We bless you, Jesus. Mando Reba Carissa, I wish I could put that together, Father. Let it help us to put it together, Father, as I look to you. Put it together for her. Maka Reba Bakarobo Shekeba Baba Ya Lebando Reba Baba Laba Carissa La Labosa. A mechanic. Buying a car, maybe, possibly. Father, bless you, God, for whatever you want to do for Angela. Something good is gonna happen to you, Angela. Something good. Something good. Father, we pray, and don't let it be long, God, we pray, so that she'll know this was a true word, so that she'll know, or so that we can rejoice that this word was from the Lord. Thank you, Father. Something good happening to you, Angela. Something good. Something good. Bless you, Father. Just, whatever you know to do by faith, Angela, do it. Something good happening to you that you can come back and say, this is what happened. Jesus, let it be quickly, a quick work. Whether she comes back and testifies on this show or comes back to testify with Prophet Randy, or comes back and testifies with any of the gifted people that does this particular show, let her come back and give that testimony. We thank you, Father. I'm going to unmute you here, Angela, just a second. Let me make sure I get the right person so I don't be called. You know how I call on everybody. I'll unmute the wrong person all the time. Let me unmute you, Angela. Okay, there you go. You should be able to hear me now, Angela.
Hallelujah. When I got out the mechanic, was it the Lord Jesus Christ. And the new tools that he's given me in this season, it will come to pass. There's some different things they show me, some things how to go deeper. So that's the way I interpret it. Like, he's the mechanic. The car is my travel passages, but he's equipping me with the tools I need for this season. That's what I got. Every day is good, minister, but it is something new that's coming about. And I take that confirmation for what he's been doing to me. And again, I see blessings over your life. Continue to move forward. Continue to move on. And God could use you greatly. And greatly is that you're touching someone, that you're touching people's lives, and that you're moving, you're encouraging, you're giving them insight that they may seek out the will of God and draw closer to God in their personal time in the mighty name of Jesus. So I encourage you tonight to continue. I ask God to meet all your needs according to his riches and glory. I ask God to cover you and take you even deeper in that secret place in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I thank God for you that you're reaching national. You know, this line, it goes out to the spheres of different cities, regions, and nations. So God, continue to build my sister up. I thank you for her cheerful. I thank you for her laugh. The joy of the Lord is her strength. Even with your laugh and the joy, that people that might be down and downtrodden, you might not say a word. It's anointing. It's a healing in your laughter. And I thank God for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Every bit, every word, Angela. I might need to switch seats with you. Thank you, Father. We thank you.
You're a blessing.
You
and people, Hallelujah. And people don't know. Night after night, it's warfare in what you're even doing. Even personal things that you go through, that you put them aside to do what God has asked you to do. And in doing that, minister, what he's going to do is bless you because you're putting him first to do his work, and he's going to bless you. Oh, just leaps and bounds, I ask you to grow. Even people that you see in your city and state that they ask you to come out, or you just minister to them, but your laugh and your joy is going to be drawing people like, they're just going to feel, it's like a healing bomb. You're just going to feel it in Jesus' name. Again, I speak even blessings over this airwave and to the people, men and women, even teenagers or young adults that may be online today. Continue to be blessed. I love you in Jesus' name, and take care. Amen.
Oh, we love you, Angela. We love you. Love you, love you, love you, love you 10,000 times. Thank you, Angela. You're so sweet. That was so beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You don't know what that did. Thank you. Beautiful. Lord, have mercy. I think I'm about to wrap this. Angela just wrapped the show up, y'all. Thank you, Angela. You have a good night. Love you. Woo, Lord, have mercy. That was fire, y'all. Okay, I got it. Okay, I might even drink a little water here just a second. Let me cool off. Oh, wow. Thank you, Angela. If you're still listening, thank you so much. Thank you. All right, I'm going to move on. I'm going to go back here to the person that I just called on a moment ago, I believe, and we didn't get anything, any response, but I'm going to go back to you. I'm going to call on you once more here, okay? I'm going to go to 814-258. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from, please? You. Okay. All right, one more time. 814-258. Okay. All right. Okay, so I'm going to move on. I'm not getting any response from 814. Okay, so I'm going to move on to this caller here. All right, so I have, you know what, maybe I should blow y'all a note. Maybe not. I keep doing it. I bet y'all like, you know what, just whatever you do, laugh, but don't sing. Okay, I have 478-233. Who am I speaking with and where you calling from, please? 478-233. Okay. All right. Let's try one more time. 478-233. Okay. All right. I am going to move on. I think that person has... either they've may possibly fallen asleep or not for sure. Okay, so I'm going to go back over here to a call that I don't believe I've taken just yet, you all. I think this is going to be, okay, so I have 919-995. Who am I speaking with and where you calling from, please? Oh, they hung up. Ah! Okay, y'all. This is too many, this is too much. Is it us? Is it me? Oh, maybe it's my lap. Maybe it's my computer system. I hope not, y'all. Y'all bear with me. Okay, I'm going to go back to this caller. Okay. All right. Looks like they came back on. Okay. I'm going to go here to 814-258. Who am I speaking with and where you calling from, please? No. Okay. All right, I'm going to just go ahead and move on from that one. Okay. All right, so I think this person's back on. Okay, so I have 919-995. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Cheryl from North Carolina.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Cheryl. Whew, thank you, Jesus. Whew, somebody finally came in. Okay, hold on, Cheryl. 995, Cheryl, from NC, right? From NC? North
yes.
Carolina? Okay, thank you, Cheryl. Okay, I'm going to put you on mute, Cheryl. Pray for you then. I'm going to let you come back in. Hello. All right. Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you for hanging on. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you for Cheryl. We thank you, God, for all of that which Cheryl needs. God, we thank you. We bless you, God, for Cheryl. Hallelujah, Cheryl. Makabaro boko mando lebase ke labando reba karisa la labosha kareba bababaya kandela labose ke. Hallelujah, Cheryl. I thank you, Father. Whomever this woman is with the black dress on, when she has a black dress and black hair, we thank you, God. Like a Betty Boop type of character. I think that's what it's called, Betty Boop, right? Betty Boop character. I think it's a, y'all know, well, I'll say a lot of people know who the Betty Boop character is, but Betty Boop, a character, this woman in this black dress and this black hair. We thank you, Father, for wherever you are taking Cheryl, whatever that means to Cheryl, you know, it's something. Even if it seems insignificant, it's something, God. We thank you. We thank you, God. The world is your oyster, Cheryl. The world is your oyster. What do you want? Whatever you want. Whatever you want. What do you want? Whatever you want. Whatever you want. It's like your moment is now. Ask for it. What do you want? What do you want? Maka mando la baka raba karisa la labosa karisa. A prissy woman. Like this prissy girl. A nail tech. Just prissy. I'm just saying things. Thank you, Father. Makeup and these big old beautiful eyes on this woman. Just the makeup feel. Maybe. Thank you, God. We bless you, Father, for Cheryl's gift. Her gift. You're gifted, Cheryl. You have a gift that's lucrative. That will bring some money. Lucrative. A gift. It may seem insignificant, but it's not. It's a big thing. It can become a big thing. You have a gift, and sure, you may have to. You know, let's say you have a gift, Cheryl, and you don't know it. Go seek the Lord and ask God. God, what is my gift? And you'll see. He'll begin to show it to you. He'll show it to you. This is it right here. This is what gets you going. This is where your heart is. This is what's inspiring to you. Get into your gift, Cheryl. Get into your gift. I don't know if it's along the lines of makeup and hair and that sort of thing, but I just, you know, as I closed my eyes, Cheryl, I just saw this Betty Boo type of character. And to me, I just took that as like, you know, prissy and you know, like women, we like to be glamorous. You know, women, you know how we are. We thank you, Father, for that. Thank you, God, that Cheryl will get into her gift. Get into what you're into, Cheryl. Into what you're into. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Ki makaro bo shabandela bakandela bakandero bo shabakaya. Whatever you want to do. The world is your oyster. Come back to that. The world is your oyster. Whatever you want to do, do it. Just do it. Just do it. Do it. Do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. God is good. God will bless you, Cheryl. God will bless you. He'll bless you. He'll bless you exponentially. He'll bless you. And he'll do it quick too, exponentially. Where others, it's like a quadrum leap, exponentially, a quadrum leap. He'll give you a quadrum leap, Cheryl. You know, to leap once is good. If most people could just leap once, we'll be happy. But it's like God wants to give you a quadrum leap into that which you're into. Get into what you're into, Cheryl. Pika manto kaba katela la bosta kareba babaya labando roba babaya. Pika, Jesus, what else would you say? Mando reba karisa, Father, we thank you for that. Flowers. Pink flowers. Just pink flowers. And if your heart aches, we thank you, God, that you are a God who consoles us. But get into what you into. Go ahead and move forward, Cheryl. Get into what you're into in Jesus' name. I'm going to unmute you, Cheryl. Just give me a second. I got to unmute the right person. Y'all know me by now. Y'all know me by now. Uh-oh, Cheryl, I think I lost you. Uh-oh. And I just lost you right at the moment that I was about to unmute you, Cheryl, looks like. I'm going to hang on, Cheryl, and allow you to maybe call back. Cheryl? Bless you, Cheryl. Bless you. Bless you. I hope you call back. I believe there's more for you, Cheryl, but I don't see your call. I don't see you calling back. So I'm gonna move on to maybe a call that I didn't get to take before. Okay. Well, it looks like I took everyone. Let me see here. Okay, so it looks like I took everyone's call. Okay, let me look again, you all. Let me do a double check again. Want to make sure that I'm correct. And then I wanted to also give Cheryl some time to call back. Bless you, Cheryl. I just want you to know that if you listen to the show, if you happen to go back and listen to the show on online, I do sometimes. I go back and listen to the show online. But if you happen to, listen to the show online, there was additional, I believe, information that God was allowing me to see and sense. That I pray for you, Cheryl. I pray for a complete recovery. Just complete recovery. Complete recovery. Complete recovery. And may you recover and move on in Jesus' name. Not move on because you don't care, but move on because life has to go on. We thank you, Father, for that. Thank you, Cheryl, for calling. All right, you all, it is 10:30. I am going to wrap this show up. Thank you all so much for calling and hanging on and hanging with me. I hope that the next time that they request me to do a show that I can speak to you all again. And all I can say is thank you all. Thank you so much. Bless you. You all have a good night. And hopefully I'll talk to you soon. Good night.